Do you believe in Jesus? Have you put your complete trust in him, that what he did for you on that cross is sufficient to save you from the coming wrath of God? Maybe that question makes you feel uncomfortable, but the reason I ask is that it's a matter of life and death. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. It's often the things that we can't see that take our lives. High blood pressure, a buildup of plaque in our coronary arteries, bowel cancer and the like. In most instances, people with those diseases suffer no symptoms at all until it's too late. You can't see them or feel them, but when they hit, the impact is devastating and often fatal. Funny how it's the hidden things, the things we can't see, that so often become the silent killers. Now, we know that's true physically, but it's also true spiritually. As much as we might try to ignore it and deny it, there is a spiritual dimension to life. I know so many people who poo-hoo the whole God thing, who run the line that, well, you know, I can't see him, I can't wrap my mind around him, so he's just not there. But God is the great unseen reality. And today, right here and now, he gives each one of us a very simple choice. Believe in Jesus and have eternal life, or reject him and live eternity without God. And let's make no mistake, that latter option is hell. John chapter 3, verse 18, people who believe in God's Son are judged not guilty, but people who do not believe are already judged because they have not believed in God's only Son. That's the truth. It's a stark contrast, a contrast between life and death. What we can see has nothing to do with it. Funny how it's the hidden things, the things we can't see, that so often become the silent killers. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Friend, God loves you so much that he sent Jesus, his Son, to suffer and die on that cross to pay the price of your sin so that you can go free for all eternity. Truly, he does. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. And right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.